Barbara Ehrenreich has a new book called Nickeled and Dimed, and according to Ehrenreich, that's the way a lot of working Americans feel these days. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Leave it to conservative commentator George Will to turn me into a Maoist. I was watching This Week with Cokie Roberts and Sam Donaldson last Sunday morning, and Will was opining about the sit-in protest at Harvard, which was then going into its third week. A group of students had occupied the administration building and were demanding that Harvard's lowest-paid workers, mainly janitors, dining hall workers, and security guards, be paid the minimum living wage of $10.25 an hour. That's what the Cambridge City Council determined a person would need to live in the surrounding area. The student-led call to conscience ended successfully this past Tuesday, when Harvard agreed to re-examine university wage policies. Last Sunday, however, George Will, whose modus operandi is to patronize anything or anyone he disagrees with, was characteristically patronizing the students, chalking the sit-in and accompanying demonstrations up to spring fever. Will also expressed disdain that Harvard's minimum wage workers wanted more money instead of being grateful for the university's largesse and offering them access to classes in their spare time. That's when I was tempted to think that maybe Mao's Cultural Revolution wasn't such a bad idea after all. I imagined George Will in overalls, pushing a broom, scrubbing toilets. I wondered how motivated Janitor George would be to improve his mind after working all day cleaning up other people's messes. Barbara Ehrenreich knows the answer. In 1998, Ehrenreich, the respected left-of-center social critic and writer, became curious about how the millions of mostly women who were about to be nudged into the labor market by welfare reforms were going to make ends meet on minimum wage jobs averaging $6 or $7 an hour. So like a latter-day Nellie Bly, Ehrenreich decided the best way to research the story was to live it. To the extent that an educated, upper-middle-class woman could, Ehrenreich immersed herself in the world of a minimum-wage worker. She left home and family, moved into crummy apartments and motels across the country, and found work as a nursing home aide, waitress, cleaning woman, hotel maid, and, as she dubs it, wall Martian. Ehrenreich describes her odyssey into the economic underworld of the working poor in her absorbing new book, Nickel and Dimed. Apart from its profound insights into what it's like to sweat for a living and still not make ends meet, Nickel and Dimed is remarkable for its dispassionate, occasionally wry tone. This book could have turned into a voyeuristic exercise in breastfeeding, but Ehrenreich realizes the story here is not about her own sensitivity. It's about the rough texture of the daily lives of the working poor. Some of Ehrenreich's co-workers are funny, some stupid, some resilient, some just plain scary. All, as Ehrenreich says on the very last page of Nickel and Dimed, where she allows herself some outrage, are the major philanthropists of our society. They neglect their own children so that the children of others will be cared for. They live in substandard housing so that other homes will be shiny and perfect. Nickel and Dimed is all so ruefully fascinating, it's hard to isolate any one section as particularly choice. But perhaps because housework is familiar, I found myself especially caught up in the chapter where Ehrenreich works as a maid for a cleaning service in Maine. She viscerally describes the job orientation process, where she watches chirpy training videos on how to dust, and the actual work, where she's part of a maid team that fights losing battles against soap scum, counter crud, and excrement, all for $6.65 an hour. I don't know what it is about the American upper class, Ehrenreich drolly observes while cleaning bathrooms, but they seem to be shedding their pubic hair at an alarming rate. What else did Ehrenreich learn? That no work, no matter how lowly, is ever unskilled. That even a PhD-holding crusader like herself finds, after a few days working as a waitress, that something loathsome and servile infects her, so she doesn't stand up for a coworker accused of stealing. Ehrenreich discovers she cares about doing a good job sorting clothes at Walmart and scraping dishes at a nursing home, not because the work itself is ennobling, but because, for better or worse, it becomes part of her identity. And ultimately, she realizes that working two low-wage jobs in today's America still won't pay the bills. And what did those Harvard students learn, I wonder? Certainly something about the power of organized protest, and maybe also something about respect for invisible labor. A detail of the story about the end of the sit-in in Tuesday's New York Times that I really liked was that the students bagged their own garbage and vacuumed the halls of the administration building when the sit-in ended. Somebody had to do it. Somebody, if not George Will, always has to do it.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Nickeled and Dimed by Barbara Ehrenreich.